Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate Benjamin Britten's centennial year. He was born in 1913, by listening closely to his set of songs called Les Illuminations. The poetry is by Rimbaud, R-I-M-B-A-U-D. But this time, I won't be urging you to follow along with the text and translations. First of all, I want you to be able to just go with the flow of the music. And second, the French words are almost untranslatable. Rimbaud was a symbolist, and he also used words more for their sound than for their meaning. So let's get right to a modern recording of Les Illuminations with soprano Karina Gauvin and Les Violons du Roy, conducted by Jean-Marie Zetoni. So just sit back and enjoy these 10 fairly absurd songs, masterfully sung by Gauvin, and with the string orchestra fulfilling all of Britten's brilliant creative ideas.
Thank you. Circulero, Des drôles très solides. Plusieurs sont exploités au monde. Sans besoin et peu pressé de mettre en œuvre la brillante faculté, une expérience de mots pas égards. Quels hommes mûrs, quels hommes mûrs. Des yeux hébétés à la façon de la nuit d'été. Rouges et noirs, tricolorés, d'acier piqué d'étoiles d'or. Des fascistes déformés, plombés, bébés incendiés. Des enrouements volatiles, et des mages promènes et des ombres fous. Il y a quelque chose. Il y a Moloch, vieille démence,
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a tribute to Benjamin Britten. We just heard his Les Illuminations with soprano Karina Gauvin and Les Violons du Roi, conducted by Jean-Marie Zaitoni. I hope you've enjoyed that. If it was your introduction to the work, you'll have another chance to hear it in a few minutes, with Britten himself conducting. But before we do, I'd like you to hear some purely orchestral selections from Britten's ballet, The Prince of the Pagodas. Once again, besides some exotic tunes, I think you'll enjoy some fascinating orchestrations.
Thank you.
You are indeed listening to Singing and Other Sins, and you just heard some of the other sins, some wonderfully orchestrated movements from Benjamin Britten's Prince of the Pagodas, with the London Sinfonietta conducted by Oliver Knussen. Now we'll return to the featured work on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Britten's Les Illuminations, to the words of Arthur Rimbaud. This time we'll hear Benjamin Britten himself conducting the English Chamber Orchestra and tenor Peter Peers as the soloist. As I mentioned earlier, I'm not posting the translations, mostly because the poetry is often for sound more than meaning. Here's an example. The old craters, girdled with colossi and copper palm trees, roar melodious in the fires. So, not a lot of sense, but I hope you enjoy the word sounds and the beautiful music in some of the very creative orchestrations for strings alone. Les Illuminations.
Ses allégories et ses divans rêves. Ce sont des villes, des lavées de cristal et de poisse, me fassent des rails et des bouvies invisibles. Les vieux cratères saints de colosse et de palme et de cuivre rugissent mélodieusement dans les feux. La monte des ravines, là-haut, les pieds dans la cascade, les ronces, les cerfs qui te tiennent, les bras croisent, tes poils s'engloutent, et la lune brûle. Ils descendent dans les cavernes des fongerons et des herbes. De paix franchante, les idées de Dieu, des châteaux battus en ressort, la musique inconnue. Ce sont des villes, ce sont des villes. Le paradis des orages s'effondre. Les orages dansent sans cesse, dansent sans cesse, la fête de la vie.
Oh,
sa force lance et se dégage autour de la vision sur le chantier. Et les frissons élèvent et grondent, et la salle de force née de ses effets se charge. Idolâtrice solide, plusieurs ont exploité vos mondes. Sans besoin, les peuples pressés de mettre en œuvre la brillante faculté et leur expérience de vos consciences. Quels hommes mûrs, quels hommes mûrs. Des yeux hébétés à la façon de la nuit d'été, rouges et noirs, tricolorés, tâches et piquets d'étoiles d'or. Des fascistes déformés, plombés, blémis, incendiés. Des gens roulants, folâtres, la démarche cruelle des horribles. Il y a quelques jours, Toto, bohémien, niais, hyène, moloch, vieux démon sinistre, il mêle les tours populaires maternelles avec les poses de l'état bestial. Ils interprétaient des pièces nouvelles et des chansons bonnes. Et que j'entends, ils transforment les personnes et usent de la comédie magnétique.
Mmh.
That was the composer, Benjamin Britten himself, conducting the English Chamber Orchestra with tenor Peter Pears, the soloist, in his set of songs to the poetry of Rimbaud called Les Illuminations. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we are celebrating the centennial year of Britten with this special double listening of this wonderful work. If you tuned in late, you missed the modern recording with soprano Karina Gauvin. Next week, the first of two programs featuring Paradise and the Peri of Robert Schumann. A really amazing work for soloists, chorus, and orchestra that ensured Schumann's international fame in his own lifetime, but which is seldom performed in our home. Tune in. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.